with grace. I'm so glad you're here to immerse yourself into God's Word and to open your heart to His lessons today so that the wisdom of God can move through you and into the lives of those around you and continue in generations to come. Welcome, welcome. Today's podcast is brought to you by Neverbands. These are medical freedom bracelets I created for adults and children with specific instructions for medical professionals about your beliefs in regards to the unethical enforcement of the experimental COVID-19 injection and any other injections that might be coming our way, no matter what situation you find yourselves in. By wearing these, we can band together to preserve medical freedom. Get yours today at www.neverbands.shop. It is also brought to you by the Move Forth brand. On my website, you can find tips on freedom, health, grace, homeschooling, and ways that I might be helpful to you and your family. My website is www.move-forth.com. I'm reading from the Founders Bible. It is a New American Standard Bible that includes historical documents from the Founders era. It truly is a beautiful Bible for you and for your family, and you can find one today at www.foundersbible.com. Well, today I want to do something special, and it's taken me a couple of days to get my brain wrapped around it. So it is Holy Week, and I stumbled across this last year, and I was not feeling, honestly, I wasn't feeling confident enough because I had never read the entire Bible. I know that's kind of silly, but I just wasn't feeling confident enough to share this yet. So I wanted to go a little bit more in depth today. So I will be talking about, was it Wednesday or was it Friday? And I'm actually referring to the day that Jesus actually died. And what I find so fascinating is when you can actually look in the Bible yourself, and then when we have these wonderful teachers and educators and commentators and preachers and historians, they look at these things and they present other options. Now, I don't know, you know, if this is exactly true, but I do find this to be very interesting, and I just wanted to take some time and share it this week, and maybe you can look into it a little bit more so that you can gain a more accurate explanation of Jesus's last week here. I know that I want to learn as much as I can, and I just wanted to bring it here and share it with you. So I'm going to be presenting information from the book entitled The Easter Story, What Really Happened by Dr. Chuck Missler. And I do have a link here over to Amazon because, I mean, it's kind of where we get everything, right? And I don't really like getting everything from there, but there is a link to it if you'd like to purchase the book for yourself. I really love it. I pull it out each year now because, you know, it's easy to forget these details, but because we've been taught others for so many years, right? We've been taught one way for so many years, and now we're learning something possibly new, and it's fun. So let's look a little bit more closely at this, shall we? Okay. So to give a little context, there usually when it's a holiday and it's not actually in the Bible, most of the time church leaders at some point from various places in the West, they come together and they try to meet a compromise on as to which day it's celebrated. So basically Easter got moved away from the Passover. And that is from the book of Leviticus. So that is one of God's feast days for his chosen people, Israel. And so basically what happened by about the 1750s, Easter was declared to be the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Okay, so that's how they decided that. But it really did move it far away from the celebration of Passover, when actually Passover happened in this Holy Week. It is in the Bible. We can see it. So that's a little bit of context. So let's go ahead and look at a couple reasons why. I'm going to give you three reasons why maybe it could have possibly been Wednesday that Jesus died rather than Friday. So the first question is, were there possibly two Sabbaths between Passover that week and Sunday morning when he was discovered to be risen? The tomb was empty. So let's take a look. So in John 19:31, and the four Gospels actually have different explanations, which is a good thing. It's not something that we should be alarmed about, that they aren't exactly the same. In fact, they work so well together to provide details that the other writer didn't. Okay, so that's not something to be fretful over. But in John 19:31, this is what it says. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was on a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies of the two criminals and Jesus to be on the cross because that was that coming very soon was a high Sabbath day and there could be no work. So it was actually going to be the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is celebrated on the 15th of Nisan, and that's the day after Passover, which is on the 14th of Nisan. Okay, so we can actually go and look at Leviticus really quickly and show you the history here of this particular high Sabbath. So in Leviticus 23:5-7, it says, "In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at twilight, is the Lord's Passover. Then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work." So John makes that special note, and John was known to write things like, "I write this so that you may also believe." And so it's very common of John to write something like this, detail, so that those of us who read it today, thousands of years later, can have this detail. So he said, "For that Sabbath day was a high day." A second reason is, and I love this one, absolutely, is Jesus had to be dead for 3 days and 3 nights. And he prophesied this in Matthew 12:40. And this is what it says. "For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." So he is very clearly telling us that he has to be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights, just like Jonah. That's really, really, it's so, so interesting to me. I love it. I love these types of things. It just, oh my gosh, it just, I feel like such a dork, but it just is like, wow, how are we missing this, you know? And that's why I just think that reading the Bible is just so important, especially for details like this. So that would possibly indicate that if Jesus died near sundown on a Wednesday, and their days were sundown was the beginning of the next day to sundown, and then that began the next day. And those days, that's how they did their calendar days. It was sundown to sundown. So if he died on a Wednesday near Sunday, which would have been Passover, then he would be dead Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and that includes Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. So that's 3 days and 3 nights. And he wouldn't have been discovered until Sunday morning because Saturday is the Sabbath. And so no one could come to the tomb, and so the women brought the burial spices Sunday morning. So it seems as though he died on a Wednesday. And they were eating the Passover meal. That Last Supper is the Passover meal. And he was the final sacrifice. He was the final Passover lamb who died to to abolish all sin and to give us salvation. So it's very, very, I just think it's so like, it's like, wow, like you can really kind of grasp it at a different level with historical details. And the third and final reason, I'll just read a little bit from Dr. Missler's book here, is first I'll go to John 12:1, and it says that Jesus traveled to Bethany 6 days before Passover. So it says here in John 12:1, Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So we also learn that Jesus had been in Jericho, and then he traveled to Bethany from there. And then immediately before the triumphal entry in Matthew, so he was traveling. And so if he were crucified on a Friday, then 6 days prior to that would have been Saturday, the Sabbath. And it's just, you don't travel many miles on the Sabbath. And so he was traveling from Jericho to Bethany, and that was about 20 miles. And so you only walk about half of a mile on the Sabbath. So that just doesn't seem possible. So here is a little bit of a timeline that I'm just going to read. And then you can go and research this for yourself. And also you can go and order this book and look into it maybe at some point this year more closely. So here is a timeline that is written here in this book. So Friday, Jesus is at Bethany, and that can be found in John 12:1. Saturday, Jesus makes his triumphal entry, and that is in Matthew 21:1-11 and John 12:12-19. On Sunday, Jesus curses the fig tree. That can be found in Matthew 21:19-20 and Mark 11:13-20. And Monday, the conspirators council, and that can be found Matthew 26:1-5 and Mark 14:1-2. And Tuesday night is the Last Supper, Matthew 26:17-30, Mark 14:12, Luke 22:13-39. Wednesday could be the day that possibly Jesus is crucified and dies on Passover evening, and that is Matthew 27, Mark 15, and Luke 23, and John 19, the one that we read specifically. Thursday is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and that is first seen in Leviticus 23:4-8, which we read through, and John 19:31, which we read through at the beginning of this episode. Friday, the women prepare the spices. Saturday is the Sabbath, and Sunday, the women go to the tomb and find it empty. And that is Matthew 28:1 and John 20:1. So that is a fun Bible study for you. If this interests you, I hope that you have fun with it. I hope you learn something that you haven't before. I know that in reading the Bible for the first time last year, I learned so many things that I had never heard. And it was just, oh my goodness, my jaw, I had to pick it up off the floor quite a few times. And this is one of those studies and instances where you might do the same thing. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us your great book of to understand who you are, to understand why you sent your son, to learn more about him and his life, and especially to learn more about the end of his life and his triumphal victory over sin and death. We just appreciate so much the people that you have chosen to teach and to enlighten us on details that we might have never looked for, quite honestly. And so we just appreciate wonderful teachers and preachers and historians and researchers and all those wonderful people. And it just gives us a different perspective and a closer look into the details that are there, but helps us to find them and gives us reason and or explanation for them. So we just thank you so much for the gifts that they have to offer from you so that we can learn more. Thank you so much for sending your son, and thank you for the huge victory of his death and the gift of salvation to each and every one of us who believe in him. We say this prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, that concludes our episode for today. Thank you so much for joining me in this little bit of a different twist, but I love teaching and I love discovering things like this, and I just had to share it with you. I look forward to being with you in the next episode. Take care.